Welcome to Shaping E-Commerce with Iron Plane. This is where we talk about e-commerce development, solutions, digital marketing, and all things e-commerce. Be sure to check out the description below each video to find additional resource links and show notes. We upload new videos each day. Please like and subscribe to our channel. In this episode of our tech series, CEO Robert Giovannini will introduce a series of videos about choosing a platform. He will give an overview of all of the elements that should be taken into consideration when deciding on what platform a company should use to achieve its business goals and objectives.
I'm Robert Giovannini, the CEO and co-founder of Iron Plane. We are an e-commerce website development agency with a specialization in Magento and BigCommerce. Today, we're going to start a new series that looks at the broader question of how do you choose a platform? Maybe you're on an existing platform and you're looking to migrate to something new, or you've never been in e-commerce and you're starting to dip your toe in those waters. The question can be daunting when you first start to look at this, because when you, well, let's just say you go to G2 or Clutch and you just type in e-commerce platforms, 100 logos are going to pop up. And a lot of them are quite good. You can find yourself quickly sifting between various technologies and tools, some geared to specific industries, some broad-based. And the problem becomes is, you know, where do you begin? How do you even begin to narrow down whether or not you should stay within the current ecosystem you're in, or if you're not in an ecosystem, how do you pick one, right? So the questions that we're going to look at during the course of the next few videos, one, how do you even start, which is going to be the subject of this video. And then two, we're going to look at buy versus build. And this is not always as clear cut as it might seem for organizations. And a lot of it depends on what it is you're trying to accomplish and how fast and budgets and all those good things. Then we're going to look at very specifically the difference between SaaS, PaaS, platform as a service, and on-premise, or in this case, it could be in the cloud, but we use on-premise to indicate where you have full control over the application and the code itself. Beyond that, we're going to go into another part, which is mobile. It's a little bit of an offshoot, but because mobile is so vitally important to any e-commerce venture, whether you're customers are starting their journey on mobile and finishing on a desktop, or starting on desktop and finishing on mobile, or just doing everything on mobile, you're going to find that it's a big part of the equation. And you want to think that through at the beginning. And we're going to look at the very high level, but the differences between what's called PWA, Progressive Web Apps, leveraging responsive web design, which many are probably familiar with, or do you go full on and build a native application using the operating system of the mobile device? Finally, we'll take a quick look at whether or not you should be going with the latest and greatest, the newest technology, or do you go with the tried and true? And we have a bit of a framework that can help you start to answer those questions. Hopefully, as you get through this series and you go through all these various considerations, it'll help you narrow that list of 100 plus platforms down to a manageable 3 to 5, let's say. And then from there, you get into your demos and you get into really kicking the tires to see what might make the most sense for you. Okay. So within this first video, we want to talk about how do you even begin? And it's interesting. A lot of times when people call us, they either have a system or they're thinking about going to a system. And they tend to fall into two major buckets. There's the what I consider to be the emergency room. Nothing is working the way they hope. Nobody's happy in their organization. Their customers are not happy, and they just want help. They don't know if they need to scrap what they've got. Can they fix what they have? Do they need to go to something completely different? The first step there, of course, is to really dive in and see what the real core issues are. The other scenario we have is what I call Paradise Island. This is people who have, you know, seeing what could be. They have a vision of how it all can come together, and their internal ERP systems are going to talk beautifully with their web e-commerce platform, which is going to talk beautifully to the in-store retail POS system, and the customer 360-degree view is going to just magically appear. And of course, we've all been working toward that, but the reality is often very, very different. So we start to dive into really what are the core things that the organization is looking for, and then what are they thinking, let's just say a year, 2 years down the road, if everything was just working exactly as they hope. That's going to help guide the discussion. Even before it gets to us, the ideal scenario is where somebody, the person that's responsible for pulling together these plans, has done an internal audit, an inventory, if you will. And what I think you can keep this simple. In fact, we'll put a link to a little PDF or a spreadsheet you can use, but it's not that hard. What I want you to do is to put in 3-4 columns on your spreadsheet. The first one is your direct users. Who are the people that are going to directly interact with the website? Maybe it's your end consumers. It could be your vendors or your distributors. Maybe it's your sales rep team. Whoever has a direct reason to interface with the website, they go in column one. Column two is your indirect user base. Maybe this is a call center where the information needs to flow from the platform to another piece of software. This could be your ERP partners. This could be the accounting department. Whoever is in the indirect, you want to list all those stakeholders also. Then you've got, we can loosely term, the bosses. This could be the executive team. It doesn't really matter. But anyone who has overall budgetary authority over the website, but also a vested interest in how it's going to perform and what it's going to do for the business and how it fits into the overall business. Because these people have a key stake in that website, even if they're not looking at it on a daily basis or using it on a daily basis. So once you've got those three big buckets in place, then down here, you're going to list every single feature you could possibly think of that you might want in a platform and who it's relevant for. Highly relevant, irrelevant, not applicable, whatever you want to use. But this way, you'll start to get a sense of what this website, what the expectations are around the website, around the e-commerce platform specifically. So then once you've got this in hand, you're not, of course, not going to necessarily share this with everybody. This is a working document. You're going to go sit down with each of these stakeholders and listen, and just listen to the issues that they talk about. You're not looking necessarily for technical solutions. In fact, completely the opposite. You want to hear, what are the frustrations? Is it that inventory doesn't update when I expect it to on the website and we're constantly overselling? Or it's showing inventory that doesn't exist and we're losing great opportunities to sell more often, right? Anything you hear, all the business problems, these are what you want to note down and then get a sense of how big are these? Because I mean, we all have our dream list, but then if they had to rank the top three things that would help fulfill the business goals and objectives, these are the things we want to understand. And then there's the wish list. Then there's the, okay, now if we could solve these, what would be the next most important thing that would make, you know, help us get to our overall business goals over the next 1, 2, 3 years? Once you have that picture, now you have a sense of what everybody is looking for in the website. And it's not just being driven by marketing. It's not just being driven by, or just driven by the IT department, right? Or just by accounting. You're really going to have a business sense of what all the moving parts are, because there are going to be necessary trade-offs at the end of the day. And it could be because there's system limitations with an existing ERP, for example. There's going to be security considerations. There's going to be just ease of use and who can sustain and support all these features that you're putting into place. So you got to have a clear understanding of that. Now we can start to look at the platforms that exist. And if you have your list of must-haves, like these, without a doubt, we have to have these features, and the platform doesn't have those features, or there's not an easy way to build that feature or an appropriate way to build that feature, well, the platform was off the list, right? There's no reason to pursue it further. If these are the must-haves, then that goes down. Using that, you're going to find yourself very quickly narrowing the list into a workable, manageable set of tools. At that point, you go to the next level, which is demos, trying them out, talking to other users, and figuring out not necessarily what it can do, because almost everybody will tell you can do just about everything, but what it can't do. You really want to dive into the limitations. For example, if you have a tremendous number of integrations with third-party systems and they're calling, they need to talk to that website constantly and quickly and without delay, well, you've got to have really strong APIs. You have to have the ability for those applications to talk to each other in a way that's not going to stifle either one or break consistently. So there are certainly platforms that are far more geared to those kinds of integrations than some other platforms, which are maybe more geared to marketing tools or a really easy to use content management system. And this is where you're going to start to find the trade-offs. But as we dive into this, we'll start to highlight where those trade-offs exist and how you may work around them. And sometimes you are going to pull together multiple systems, but always the goal, at least from my perspective, is you want a system that you can grow into, but it's not so big that you're never using more than 5% of it. That's not worth the bloat either. And that, most importantly, can fall to the background. You don't want the technology to dictate your day. You want to be able to leverage the technology to grow your business and to run the day the way you want to. And so often we get into these situations where it just feels like a constant struggle. You feel like you're always dealing with this technology, and that shouldn't be the case. And in the ideal world, it isn't. And we've often seen where, with just a little bit of preparation and discipline, the technology can fall to the background and you can count on it, just like you can count on getting into your car. And it, as long as you maintain it, it's going to do what you expect. It's going to get you from A to B, and hopefully a little bit of style along the way. As always, if you have any questions or if you want to reach out to us to continue this conversation, please reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to always connect. Subscribe here. We're always posting new content. This series will be 3, 4, 5 videos that will explore each one of these pieces we've talked about today. And then you can, of course, reach out to us to schedule a consultation if you just have more in-depth things you want to talk about. Thank you very much, and look forward to connecting next time.
For more insights on how to improve your e-commerce website and for a free consultation, visit ironplane.com. Follow us on social media and like and subscribe below.